Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, from Aztec Schools, we welcome back to KSJE. Janelle Cummins is here. She is, though, the new Director of Career and Technical Education with Aztec Schools. Good morning. Congratulations on the new title, and welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning, Scott.
Great to see you. And you have been really busy, I guess, getting into your new position and putting some new ideas together and just getting students at Aztec, young and old, I would say, to think about careers and what they want to do after school, whether it's going on to college or getting out into the workforce or military service or whatever the case may be. But that is kind of your focus now, right?
Yes. So we have K-12. We have something going on for all of our students right now in Aztec schools. And everything from elementary school to some dual credit stuff. So I'm excited to talk about what we have going on with you today.
Okay, very good. And some may think, but why have little kids, younger kids, thinking about this? But I guess it's almost never too early to start maybe having kids thinking about what career they may want to pursue or what area, because that may be, it may not be that exact thing, but it may be related to that exact thing that they can start maybe exploring and learning about.
Yes. So at Lydia Rippey, we've had some really exciting adventures with our students K through third grade.
Okay.
And Superintendent Summers and I spent a whole Friday there a few weeks ago. We were exhausted by the end of the day with the
kiddos.
In a
good way. Though.
In a good way.
Yeah. Okay.
We did think, you know, how do they do it though? Because it takes a very, very, very unique soul to work with those little kids. And so
lots of energy.
Yes,
yeah.
So much energy. And Kevin and I did not have so much energy at the end. But we had a really great time with them. So they invited us in just to talk to kids about jobs. And we kind of left it open. And we asked them, what is a job somebody in your family does? And then what is a job you want to do? So asking little kids that, sometimes you might not think, you know, they know or they're thinking about that, but it was really awesome to hear jobs that some of their family members do and the progression from kindergarten to third grade. We heard a lot of task type of things with our younger students. And then by third grade, they were hearing, you could tell they're hearing from parents or hearing from family members, you know, this is what I do in my job. And so it's really, it fills our heart to know that our families in Aztec are talking to their kids about what do they do for a job,
right?
Because they aren't ever too young. They're thinking about it and connecting the dots as they get older.
Sure. Well, and maybe wondering what mom and dad do when they're gone all day, right? And you know, and come back and
yes.
And learning about what kind of things that they do and what they want to do or what they like to do. Things like that. So that's been working really well, and you've been starting this other program on Fridays.
Yes.
At Lydia Rippey as well, right?
Yes. So we have planned for guest speakers to come in, talk to students. Just last Friday, they did an archaeology activity, and so the previous Friday, they did some paintings and things outside, but this past Friday, we had a bunch of sand delivered to the school. They hid some really cool things.
Yep.
I had given
and you
them...
brought a lot of visual aids today,
yes.
So if you're not watching on video, you're missing out. I'm just going to tell you right at the beginning of the show, yes.
So they hid some dinosaurs. I didn't bring some of our geology rocks, but they hid a bunch of different things, and the students all had bags, and they went through, and they they discovered those type of things. So then they got to bring those home, which was really cool, and connect that to archaeology. So we have speakers lined up. They're still looking for different speakers, reaching out to community members, but every month should be a different focus. So really cool stuff going on there. But
and
as
again,
we,
this is grades K through three?
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And as we heard from kids what they were interested in. For example, bakers were very, very popular with little kids. They love sweet treats, I guess.
Sure. Who doesn't?
Come on. I said yes right, to that yes. as well. But they, I said, do you guys think it would be cool if we brought in a baker to talk to you? And so just those type of connections to different things that these young kids experience in life, and connecting that to somebody who does a job, that's really our goal, to expose them to what is out there, just to get their wheels spinning as they move on to fourth grade and, you know, go into middle school and then really figure out what might I want to do with my time when I get older.
Right. Right. And for kids even that young, does kind of the research show that kind of picking or looking at a career this young and this early in their school careers can maybe help them focus as they do move on to like the fourth grade and into middle school and things like that?
Yeah, I think that your ideas always change of what you want to do in life. And my idea has changed multiple times. And we tell kids that it's okay to change. But I think it's something futuristic for our kids to look forward to. So it connects coming to school to the real world. And I think, you know, if you were to look at graduation data and everything for kiddos, it would definitely show that it kept them engaged. And that's our goal, is to keep our students engaged, keep them wanting to come back to school because it's a safe place for them.
Right. And learning, I guess, about, you know, these real world connections and what they might be able to do once they get out of school and finish schooling. And I keep thinking about maybe for kids these days, and even from my generation, maybe even your generation, there were careers when we were in third grade that hadn't even been thought of yet and hadn't been invented yet, right? For
yes.
for fields and things like that we see with the internet, and now it's artificial intelligence and who knows what else is out there. But even a lot of these more traditional jobs could mm-hmm. branch into some of these new things that we haven't even thought of yet, and these kids maybe haven't even thought of yet, right?
Absolutely. And I actually was talking to somebody yesterday. I said, I love my job because my job is figuring out what jobs don't even exist. So a lot of stuff that we focus on too, it's the skills that our students get to develop just to make them good human beings, to help them learn how to problem solve and explore and just, you know, really use their brains and critically think too. But yes, there's so much out there always developing that we're keeping up on, and we're trying to keep things relevant to students. But our students teach us things, and we are totally okay with that. So it's a lot of the skill development for them and just really keeping their minds engaged and you know, just connecting really cool things. And that's our thing in Aztec. We like to be different and we like to do cool stuff. So that's the goal with a lot of these CTE Fridays with our kiddos in elementary.
Understood. But probably not a lot of big career needs for buggy whip manufacturers anymore like there used to be, but that's showing how old I am. Well, not that old. But you've got another event that's coming up too, with a partnership here with San Juan College, and that's happening today and tomorrow, I think you were telling me, right?
Yes. So this is our high school, Aztec High School. This year we added in the fire science program for dual credit students. So we have San Juan College fire science instructors. They come to our high school campus, teach our students.
So your students are able to get this education in fire science and maybe get a certificate in
yes,
fire science,
yes.
right?
Yes, so we have a few different levels we've been working on, looking at different classes to offer, but that's really the goal.
Mm-hmm.
They do their classwork, and then they get to have that hands-on experience. So today they've worked really hard to get to that hands-on experience, and they're all super excited. Our principals are excited. Some of their peers are excited that they might get to see this opportunity, not participate in it like some of the dual credit students.
Right.
But San Juan College Fire Science, a partnership with San Juan County Fire Department, Aztec Auto Salvage, and a few other folks, they're bringing a vehicle to campus, and they are going to do a fire extrication. So they're going to look at the vehicle and use Jaws of Life, and students are going to be able to have hands-on experience to see what that's like. So they've learned about it, and now they get to see it. And who doesn't love to see a vehicle, you know, crunched apart and that be part of you going to high school? right?
Right. True. So this vehicle is not in the best shape, is what you're telling us, right? It may have been hit a couple times or what have you, and so there needs to be some study of how best to, maybe if someone was inside of it, how best to get them out. And that's kind of this demonstration with the fire science folks, and your students will actually get to do some hands-on things today with this and tomorrow.
Yes. So today and tomorrow from 11 to noon is happening. And so they get to see, you know, fire science, a lot of their role too is going to vehicle crashes. They don't just deal with really cool, you know, fires all the time. And so that's part of a lot of stuff that they do is that's they true. Go to those vehicle collisions. So yes, they will be looking to it as, you know, and I don't know what the vehicle shape looks like. I'm expecting that it looks like it's been in a collision.
Right.
But it'll be really cool to see. And we'll be posting on our Aztec Schools Facebook page. So folks can look for there to see, you know, how that goes. And we'll take some photo and video and share that with the community. We're really, really thankful for San Juan College donating that time. And, you know, we could send students here to the campus, but sometimes that's a barrier for our kiddos. So meeting us where we're at, offering that to our students has just been a great opportunity for them. And that class filled up so fast.
I bet.
So we're hoping that our other students in CTE classes, they see that going on today and they say, hey, I want to be a part of that, because that looks like something that I might want to do. So we work in elementary school with all the ideas, but then even in high school, even when you're a junior, senior, it's totally fine to still be figuring out what do you want to do and saying, hey, I like what my buddy's doing over there, and maybe I'll talk to him about it.
Yeah, very true. Well, and we know that there's always a need for more volunteer firefighters, of course, with San Juan County. There's certainly, I think, openings for the fire departments in the other communities as well. So it kind of makes sense that we're kind of growing our own, so to speak, with these types of programs.
Yes. Yeah. And we make those connections. We have other really strong dual credit programs. But this is a really good program because we can see that impact in our community. These are real life, you know, folks that are in our community doing the work. And so it just makes it more relatable for our students to see that, see and hear the stories that these San Juan College instructors have went through. And that keeps those students engaged yet again. It keeps them wanting to come back to school. And we look at that attendance for our kiddos too, of like, hey, why aren't they going to math class? And so we can have those conversations. And it's just really impactful for kids. And so we're excited though to see the hands-on. I'm excited to, you know, feel a little of that adrenaline and see that car today and tomorrow, and just that's why we do what we do, to see kids have those hands-on experiences in CTE.
Sure. Well, and you can kind of, I bet you could probably see in their eyes and in their expressions kind of their engagement and their excitement at an event kind of like this, as opposed to maybe nothing against sitting in a classroom, but it's a whole different type of environment and experience for them.
Yes, yes.
Being they outside can, in the element and hands-on type of stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of our students, I was one of those students in high school that I struggled with just sitting in class and connecting the reality of, you know, it's the question of why, you know. You still ask why even when you're in a high school setting. It's not just when you're 5 years old. So it's okay to ask why. And so just being able to see something, you know, and then hands-on, that's what a lot of our CTE students, that's why they relate to things, whether it's welding, whether it's construction, whether it's designing something and then seeing it come to life. It's just, it's all a project. It's a big project, and they get to see what it looks like at the end of the day, which is pretty cool.
Right. Very true. I want to put a plug in for those dual credit classes. Parents, these are college classes that are free to you if your student takes them while they're in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the school districts kind of pick up the tuition costs, and if there's any books or whatever, it is all covered. And so it is really free to the families. And then the student graduates with these certificates or whatever the program offers upon their completion. So it's a really great partnership. I know San Juan College is thrilled to work with all the school districts to offer dual credit. And I know as a teacher here, I get high school students in my classes. They're taking my class for dual credit. So I think it's a win-win.
Yeah. And our dual credit, we have over 18 site-based dual credits right now at Aztec High School. So what that means is a student can enroll in that class. We help them register for it, and then we provide all of those books for the students. So we're able to use some of our grant funding to really start off the fire science program. And college books are really expensive, tuition's really expensive, fees are really expensive. So we, but the best benefit of that high school-based dual credit class is they never have to leave campus. And they just have so many supports. So we have everything from your general education classes to those CTE-focused, you know, fire science classes. So something really for every kiddo.
Right, which is great. And now I want to get to the other reason that you're here today, too. And I just want to let the audience know that Janelle had the biggest smile on her face when she walked through the door carrying this humongous box of stuff to show off today during the program that goes back to, again, some of this career and technical education and just kind of getting kids, younger kids, to start thinking about possible careers. And so with some grant funds, you've been able to purchase some of these things we're going to be showing folks today as a way to maybe, you know, get kids, maybe get their siblings in thinking about careers and their families and all this type of thing. And I'll stop talking so you can explain it much, much better than I am.
Yeah, so about 5 years ago when I started writing CTE grants, I had this crazy idea, and I thought, gosh, it'd be really cool to put together these toy-based kits that we can put career-based flyers into and tell kids about what is a career related to maybe a toy or something fun that they experience and they play with every single day. And so finally somebody said yes to my crazy request in a grant, and we were able to purchase what we think will make about 800 plus career exploration kits to give out to our Aztec schools, elementary, middle school students. So okay. We will
that's
be
pretty substantial, 800. I mean, that's a pretty good number, right?
Yes. So, my office, if you would have saw it a few days ago, I had Amazon boxes up to the what felt like the ceiling, and just, you know, everybody's like, what is that, what's going on? And so it's really cool just to see, you order a bunch of stuff, but then you don't think how large will that amount really really
right.
be
true.
So this, we started a little bit with, I showed you the dinosaurs. We have some different animals. We have some zoo animals, we have some dogs, we have some sea animals, things like that. And so we'll make some kits that talk about different careers that are in those fields for kids.
Right. And that's the point. I want folks to understand, yes, you're not just handing out toys to kids. There's a little, there's not a little, but mm-hmm. an educational component with this as well, to say, here are some toys of zoo animals, and maybe you want to get into veterinary science or zoology or what have you. And that's kind of the idea behind some of these things, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so we have other really cool things. We have a lot of STEM focused things. We're talking a little bit about what is the future?
Yeah.
Do we know what the future is,
right?
I feel like a lot of the building blocks in STEM are that critical thinking, using your problem solving. When something might be hard to put together, what do you do, right? So we have a bunch of different motor kits. This is a little motor boat, so all the things they'll need to put together that.
Right.
This is a Ferris wheel bubble, a bubble kit. And so these focus a lot on motors and different propellers and things like that. So we
motion
have,
yes, something like that. And so there's some wiring involved, and I guess mm-hmm. the kits kind of explain how all these things have to go together to work properly.
Yes.
And so if maybe the student doesn't do it right the first time, they can take it apart and try it again, right? And,
yes.
And, or following the instructions, all these things, right?
Plenty of instructions will be provided.
Sure.
That's the last thing we want to give a parent is, what is all,
well, right.
all these pieces?
Right.
So in some of these, you know, you could connect engineering. You can connect so many different things. There's even like pump systems and how do pump systems work. I just had another conversation with somebody yesterday about, so let's say hypothetically a lot of the world is run automated and robots are doing things for us, whether it's facilities, whether it's, you know, food service, whatever it might, crazy thing might happen,
sure,
in the world as we advance, there's always going to be something that's going to need to be fixed, there's always going to be a mechanical part to whatever our industry looks like. And so that's where a lot of this comes into play. There's power sources, there's, you know, different things that just make things work. So those are some of those really cool kits. We also have aircraft car kit, and these are kind of wooden pieces that they're gonna take apart and put together. There's some wheels, there's a motor in there as well, which is kind of cool.
Right.
This one's a mini tank, so they will put together a mini tank. So we'll probably connect this one over to, you know, different careers in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And in the military, we also will tell students that you don't just have to do the stereotypical what you hear about being in the military, which is, you know, on the front lines. There's so many things in the military that you can do. You can go into medical, you can go into IT, which is pretty cool. There are so many perks to that military side too. So we'll work on some of that.
Very true.
Nice. And then I think Scott's favorite when I came in was probably our building blocks. And I would say these are also the favorite to everybody in my office right now.
Okay.
I had to take them out of my office yesterday because they've been very distracting to me.
I see.
I have about 20 of these. I had about 20 of these boxes. So these are STEM building blocks, and they're similar to Lego, but they're just they have like different joints on them and wheels. There's a bunch of different things you can design with them. And so we kind of cut out these little papers, and this one is actually a backhoe that I put together and that I love in my office. And I thought, gosh, Scott would really like this.
That's why it's so distracting. See, that's right.
Yeah,
there you go.
So this one actually looks like what it said it was.
Oh, good.
Some of them are a little bit, you know, you really have to interpret it. But this is just a really, really cool something for kiddos. And these are aged 3 and up. So I might have to see if I can go have a kiddo put it together and see how that goes.
Okay.
But there's a lot of different things in these kits. There's actually a fire truck. There's a robot. There's a bunch of different things. So what we'll do is we'll connect. There's a military vehicle, which is a lot of pieces.
Okay.
But we'll connect these to a career.
Yeah.
And show students what that looks like. So the main goal is exposure to students. It's to, and also give them something that is hands-on interaction for them.
Sure. And you gave me one to hold up too.
I wanted
to just talk about that one as well as we kind of talk a little bit about this kind of coloring book, this human anatomy coloring book. So let me get this full screen here and so folks can kind of see that. And so again, for folks who want to get into the health science field and what have you, right? This could help them. And with colored pencils, you've got all the bases covered here, right?
Yeah.
For what you're doing.
In that coloring book, it's ages 8 and up, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little bit more simple than your one that you're going to do here at the college for human anatomy. But you can see, you know, there's models of teeth, there's models of the GI system, there's really cool stuff that kids can start to explore. I would say that some of our kiddos that want to do health science, they are very set on it, and this is something that we feel like will be very engaging to them. We have some plans. We bought a ton of these books. I believe we bought over 100 of these books.
Mm-hmm.
We have a health science program at Aztec High School, and Brooke Hawkins is our teacher there, and she picked this out for us. She has a group of students that have done the University of New Mexico Dreammakers program, and what they do is they do some extra activities embedded into their program, but also try to give back to the community. So with some of the extras of these, we plan to have Brooke and her students do a little service project with these and maybe color with kiddos, and they can ask questions, and so it'll be a lot of that community service aspect as well to really show students, like, look at this cool stuff you get to do in high school.
Yeah.
They do tons of different really cool stuff in that high school program. So that's part of that one. That has a little bit of a twofold, but a lot of just that exploration even of, like, what is... I remember thinking about health science at one point. I remember folks might have remembered Corey Gropp came on and talked about his experience with the medical field, and yes. he said, that is not my thing. I just remember
learned
being...
very quickly that was not going to be his future. Yes, I remember that story.
Yes. I just remember...
I'm sure he appreciates you telling it again on the air.
Yes. I just remember, you know, being curious even about, like, I think it might have been watching Magical School Bus or something like that one time, but, like, what is inside of our bodies? And so even if that's the exposure that students get through this activity, it's a win because it helps their brain just, you know, keep rolling and keep exploring different things. So.
Yeah, very true. And again, all these things were purchased with grant funds, not necessarily out of the general fund of the Aztec school budget. These are dedicated monies from a grant that you wrote to be able to pay for this, these special things to be able to go out to students and families. And then you'll be able to, I guess, go back to the grantor and, mm-hmm. and show them kind of what you use the money for and kind of some results and show some data with that too, I guess.
Yeah. So, and I was telling Scott this morning, a lot of times it's really hard to get funding for our elementary and our middle school career exploration, career-based education. One of the things that, and that's why it was so hard over these past few years for me to say, hey, I really want to do this and here's why. But we see this, we see our data for our pathways and we see, we want kids to be in the correct pathways. And like I said before, they're going to change their mind and that's totally fine. But why do we wait until, you know, eighth grade to start freaking out about, you know, what are these kids going to be doing? So I felt like it was a little bit more productive to say, hey, here's a service type of opportunity as well. So we'll have high school students, we'll have, we'll invite school board, we'll invite Chamber of Commerce board folks to really help be a part of this, to see the impact, to hand out things. And all of our high school kiddos at Aztec High School, they have to do community service as part of graduation requirement. So we'll invite them to sign up for that too, to pass those out. But yeah, we had a lagging indicator of our reach for our pathways. And so that was sort of the basis for this. And these were some federal dollars that we were able to put towards this. So nice. It's really cool that they said yes, and they took a leap with it. And we'll definitely have tons of pictures and tons of data and numbers and all the fun things that people with money and things love to hear.
So. Right. Well, and some those indicators maybe will rise back up to where they need to be.
Yes.
It's another way to gauge that, I guess, and measure it, right?
So. And we don't have to, you know, Kevin and I don't have to go to elementary school and take note of what, you know, kids say they want to do when they have a job one day. We don't have to ask for data on certain things, but we want to, because we want to say, hey, this is our proof that our kids really, they're thinking of this, and maybe it pushes that envelope and it helps our state folks see we need some funding for our younger students to do career exploration, to keep them engaged, and then just to really, you know, middle school is a really odd time. I don't know if you've ever met a middle schooler, but it's an odd time in their life. And so we really want to keep them engaged, and we feel like all grades matter in career exploration, and it shouldn't matter just because, you know, a funding level says no to us here in Aztec.
Right. True. And so folks will be seeing Aztec schools at, I think, the fall festival coming up in Aztec, right? You've got plans to be over there?
Yeah. So the fall festival is at Minium Park in Aztec. It's October 14th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it's a really awesome free event for families. And I'm on the Chamber of Commerce board there, and I've been helping put it together. There'll be a whole kid zone, activity zone area that I will be helping with. And we have the armory here in Farmington. They're bringing the big obstacle course. They use it for army recruiting and things like that. So we'll have that there. We'll have our JRTC students and some other volunteers from the community there in uniform, so kids can, you know, see that connection and feel like that's really cool to see. There's going to be coloring at the visitor center. There's going to be some food eating contests, a huge car show. So even if you're like, wow, these are really cool toys, but, you know, I don't have somebody to bring for that, there's a really cool car show, food vendors, things like that. So that's where we're going to be handing these out, really to make that connection to our schools and our community. We feel that was my goal when I joined the Chamber of Commerce board, is to be able to be a voice for both. So nice. We'll be pushing out some invites invites to our folks at the schools, and they'll know about the event, and they can come and they can pick up one of these super cool kits, and maybe play with them a little bit at the event and see what it looks like, but then take it home, which is really cool.
Right, and that's the point.
Yes.
And share it with kids and the family.
Yes.
So there you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, Janelle Cummins, I'm afraid we're out of time.
That's okay.
But I appreciate you coming in and bringing all this stuff with you. That's awesome. And good luck with it. I hope it goes well. And I think it will make a difference for kids in the Aztec school system. So thanks
Absolutely.
For sharing that with us.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. Good to see you. Janelle Cummins, my guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.